listen up. We're going to settle something here, something important. What do you call the beautiful game? You know, the one being played at the World Cup right now in Russia. Is it football or is it soccer? Well, as Anders Kelto reports, it might be time for some zealous British fans to take a seat.
There's this talk show called The Grand Tour on Amazon that's hosted by three British guys and filmed in front of an American audience. And on an episode last year, this happened.
That is football!
What?
It's not soccer, it's football! It's that we play.
Who says that? It's quite extraordinary. I mean, people are incredibly invested in asserting that the proper name of this game is football and not soccer.
That's Stefan Szymański, a professor of sport management at the University of Michigan and co-author of a new book called It's Football, Not Soccer, and Vice Versa.
The ways in which they insult Americans and generally use this as a stick with which to beat Americans is quite extraordinary.
You can moan and shout all you like. The fact is, we're British and we edit this show and you'll just get cut out.
But to Szymański, the idea that soccer is an American phrase and that Brits have always called it football didn't make sense.
Because I grew up in England in the 60s and 70s, and I remember soccer being a word that people used all the time.
And it turns out he's right.
Soccer is a 100% British term.
This is Tony Collins, a professor of history at De Montfort University in the UK. Collins says back in 19th century England, there were two versions of football that were popular with young men. The one where you could tackle and throw the ball with your hands, that was called rugby football. And the one where you kicked the ball with your feet, that was known as association football. And students came up with nicknames for each.
In the elite private schools, the shortening of words was a very common habit.
So, for example, students at Oxford liked to add the letters ER to the end of words. Breakfast became brekker. And in a similar way,
rugby football was shortened to rugger. And association was also shortened in the same way to become soccer.
Students took the SOC from association football and added ER to make soccer.
So it was a kind of in language, a kind of a phrase that was that would be known by people of the same background.
The name started to spread, and it really caught on in countries that already had a game called football, like Australia and the US. But it took hold in Britain too. Stefan Szymański, the sports economist, says the word soccer became more and more common in the British press from the early 1900s up through the 1960s and 70s. But then it started to fall out of favor.
It was perfectly acceptable to use it up until the point where in the 1970s, a number of big European and British soccer stars went to play in the United States.
His real name is Edson Arantes do Nascimento. To millions of soccer fans, he is known as Pelé, number 10. He has led Brazil to three World Cup titles, scoring more goals than any professional player in history. Today, he joins the New York Cosmos and the North American Soccer League.
And everybody in Europe and in Britain noticed that this was happening. And they suddenly realized Americans use the word soccer. And that's what seems to have triggered this aversion to it in the UK. Suddenly, because Americans call it soccer, we have to call it football.
And the crowd are going wild. That has just about stopped the game here.
Since then, of course, soccer has grown in popularity. In 1994, the U.S. hosted the World Cup. 2 years later, Major League Soccer was formed. And all the while, the term soccer kept disappearing from British newspapers.
You start to see scare quotes being put around it, as in the phrase, it's football, or as the Americans say, soccer.
So to all my British friends out there, remember this. That word that you hate, soccer, you invented it. But hey, if it's any consolation, at least your soccer team is in this year's World Cup. For NPR News, I'm Anders Kelto.
Ooh, harsh, Anders. True, but harsh.